This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said the Northeast region is at the heart of many key Indian policies like Neighbourhood First, Act East or the BIMSTEC, and asserted that the region's relevance will grow with time. He was addressing a meeting of ambassadors for the upcoming Northeast Investors Summit 2025 organized by the Ministry of Development of Northeastern Region yesterday. Dr. Jaishankar urged foreign envoys to explore the region and promote its attributes to their governments and industries. Dr. Jaishankar said Northeast shares borders with five neighboring countries, serving as a bridge between the Indian subcontinent and ASEAN. Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke to his Danish counterpart Mette Frederiksen yesterday. During the telephonic conversation, both leaders reaffirmed their strong support for the India-Denmark Green Strategic Partnership and discussed enhancing cooperation across sectors for the benefit of the people of both countries. Recalling high-level exchanges between both countries ever since the launch of the Green Strategic Partnership in 2020, the leaders noted the expansion of the Green Strategic Partnership in various fields, which have created favorable conditions for Danish investments in India to contribute to green transition. During the conversation, Mr. Modi said that he is looking forward to the third India-Nordic summit scheduled to be held later this year in Norway. The government has said that India's trade with the United States is expected to grow and reach $500 billion by 2030. Briefing the media in New Delhi, Commerce and Industry Secretary Sunil Bardwal said, in view of the current tariffs imposed by the US, there are both concerns and opportunities for India. He, however, said, India has taken a path of trade liberalization and is pursuing a bilateral trade agreement with the United States. India has strongly rejected the motivated and baseless comments made by Pakistan on the Waqf Amendment Act enacted by the Parliament. In response to media queries regarding comments made by Pakistan on Waqf Bill, MEA spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said, Pakistan has no locus standi to comment on a matter that is internal to India. He said Pakistan would do better to look at its own abysmal record when it comes to protecting the rights of minorities instead of preaching to others. Enforcement Directorate has filed a charge sheet in Delhi's Rao's Avenue Court naming Congress leaders Sonia Gandhi and Rahul Gandhi in a money laundering case related to the National Herald newspaper. The charge sheet also names Congress Overseas Chief Sam Pitroda, Suman Dubey and others. Special Judge Vishal Gogne has posted the matter for further proceedings on the 25th of this month. A prosecution complaint has been filed under the Prevention of Money Laundering Act. ED also questioned Robert Wadra yesterday in connection with its money laundering probe linked to a land deal in Haryana. The case is related to purchase of a land in Gurugram by Mr. Wadra's company. The investigation agency has again summoned Mr. Wadra for questioning today. Defence Secretary Rajesh Kumar Singh called on Italian Defence Minister Guido Crosetto in Rome yesterday to further enhance bilateral defence cooperation. During the meeting, the two sides held productive discussions aimed at further enhancing defence cooperation as a key pillar of India-Italy strategic partnership. He also co-chaired the 11th India-Italy annual bilateral joint defence committee meeting with his Italian counterpart Luisa Riccardi. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has said that the southwest monsoon seasonal rainfall from June to September this year is likely to be above normal. IMD Director General Dr. Mrityunjay Mohapatra stated this while briefing media in New Delhi yesterday.
Puri desh mein 2025 ke dakshin pashchim monsoon June se September tak ki ritunishth varsha samanya se adhik yani 104% se long period average ka hone ka sambhavana hai.
In IPL cricket, Punjab Kings defeated Kolkata Knight Riders by 16 runs at Maharaja Yadavendra Singh International Cricket Stadium in Chandigarh last night. Chasing a target of 112 runs set by Punjab, Kolkata were bowled out for 95 in 15.1 overs. This was the lowest total ever defended in IPL history and the lowest team total of IPL 2025 so far. Today, Delhi Capitals will face Rajasthan Royals at Arun Jaitley Stadium in New Delhi. And that is the end of this news bulletin.